What is it that holds you? What is the continuity that stays with you? What can you do when it's like this? It's 1:50 a.m. and you're in the chill room. But then, hey, it's always 1:50 a.m. in the chill room.
Fiasco, representing that first stand. 15. Yeah, and this one right here, I dedicate this one right here to all my homies out there grinding, you know what I'm saying? Legally and illegally.
Could you be loved?
Six, didn't know any tricks. Matter of fact, first time he got on it, he slipped. Landed on his hip and busted his lip. For a week, he had to talk with a list like this. Now we can end the story right here. But shorty didn't quit, it was something in the air. Yeah, when they said it's getting late in here. So I'm sorry, young man, there's no skating here. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And away he rolled, just a rebel to the world with no place to go. And so we kick. Yours, I got mine right here. So she took him to a spot he didn't know about. Some mod in the apartment parking lot. She said, I don't normally take dates in here. Security came and said, I'm sorry, there's no skating here. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way they roll, just lovers intertwined with no place to go. And so they kick, and push, and coast.
Could you be love?
Even to an uneducated barbarian like yourself. Imagine, no resonance radio 1,000 years from now.
No resonance radio? Plus the punters would just have to listen to Cook's radio instead.
You just don't get it, do you, Fraser? You idiot.
What don't I get here, station director?
All the indications are that there's not even a single radio station transmitting 1,000 years from now.
No radio stations whatsoever?
None, Fraser. Not even ham radio.
No ham radio? Hold up. We're talking 1,000 years from now. Maybe technologies are back beyond our legal level of understanding. Perhaps they're transmitting on some...
Look up in the windows, hear the sounds. It is the cackle of pigeon woodpecker by deep cut. Hear the gnaw. It is a harp with one string. We are hear the scream of hens. and tumult tune. For him goldfinch, they are distinct. More Shelley and Jonah, might dashed tame. Is love's wings make a whistling, I am pretty sure to discover an echo. After sharp pauses, it utters strain and rasping faint. May or that be heard one, though you perceive no difference. Pond does. Hear the gnaw, of black-capped nuthatch. Hear low screwing or working ventriloquial sounds drill. Long crowing reminds them of cat owls. Hoo hoo hoo. In those waves of sound, they will not trouble, can be cheaply enriched. Sonorousness in the morning, in the night. What an elixir is this sound. Of course the ghee it tamed, as the sound graph ours. It was the sound which vibrated this life of. By attending lectures and caucuses, etc. What coloring, barren and intense, life admits. Through glass, one of simmering or seething of nature, erected there in the river, it is there they hear them, and we hear the sound of distant thunder. She long laden and then crushed, their ulcer inspires another. Heard one wood, they drown all the rest. They drown the rest dry hum to wind on twigs, liquid splashing sound on rocks. The off with a sharp fill waves in a warm apartment within call of conversation. War, he is a quarter of a mile off the indeed out clearness. To the post-apparition, though still half off his wagging his tail ripples, the cricket also seems to express the most liquid and melodious. It filled the hall, realizing
until all of our hearts that he's good, I love barefoot dance with my baby by the light of a magical moon. As I go along my way, I say hey hey. The light of a magical moon, go to dance, my baby. By the light of a magical moon, when I slay the darkest die, and then we can fly. Till that deep and joyous die. We'll dance and ride. All right.
Thank you.
parece seu é bom que agarre já. Seu filho feio e louco ficou só, chorando feito fogo à luz do sol. Conseguiu por coincidência. E o pintor de rua que anda só, desenha maluquice em seu lençol. Vagabundo esmola pela rua.
sua. Risque outro fósforo, outra vida, outra luz, outra cor. E não tem mais nada, negro amor. E não tem mais nada. Yeah.
Obviously, art has meaning for the artist, but there has to be meaning for all of us receivers as well. And I think that art needs to do something useful for us. Telling us how bad things are is no accomplishment, but helping us find answers or teaching how to have compassion for something is useful. The most useful art inspires in its receivers a collaborative energy and takes us back to the world brighter and better, ready to help. Something that exists solely to take money from our pockets is not useful, and that makes almost all movies, CDs, books, and foods useless. Critical judgment is of supreme importance, especially in this world when there is too much of everything. So if I support something, it is not just arbitrary. It comes out of a lifetime of experience. I've been a theater and filmmaker, and as well I am a published writer and a musician. It's not just out of personal quirks. Listen to me. I make sense.
After August 9th, it's desire, pursuit, want, knowledge, technology, know-how to enrich uranium. And we are to believe, Mr. Bush, that the National Intelligence Estimate this week talks of the Iranians suspending their nuclear weapons program in 2003, and you talked of the Iranians suspending their nuclear weapons program on October 17th, and that term, suspending, is just a coincidence. And we are to believe, Mr. Bush, that nobody told you any of this until last week. Your insistence that you were not briefed on the NIE until last week might be legally true, something like what the definition of is, but with the subject matter being not interns, but the threat of nuclear war. Legally, this might save you from some kind of war crimes trial, but ethically, it is a lie. It is indefensible. You have been yelling threats into a phone for nearly 4 months after the guy on the other end had already hung up. You, Mr. Bush, are a bald-faced liar. And moreover, you must have realized that John Bolton and Norman Podhoretz and the Wall Street Journal editorial board are now also bald-faced liars. We are to believe that the intel community, or maybe the State Department, cooked the raw intelligence about Iran, falsely diminished the Iranian nuclear threat to make you look bad. And you proceeded to let them make you look bad. You not only knew all of this about Iran in early August, but you also knew it was all accurate. And instead of sharing this good, calming news with the people you have obviously forgotten you represent, you merely fine-tuned your terrorizing of those people to legally cover your own backside, while you filled the factual gap with sadistic visions of, as you phrased it on August 28th, a, quote, nuclear holocaust, as you phrased it on October 17th, quote, World War III. My comments, Mr. Bush, are often dismissed as simple repetitions of the phrase, George Bush has no business being president. Well, guess what? Tonight, hanged by your own words and convicted by your own deliberate lies, you, sir, have no business being president.
Classic. An improvisation on the chill room here on killradio.org. I played a lot from Simon House's MySpace page. I want to say that to begin with, because I played everything that was on the page. But it mixed with so many other things. Kopeikin, Shadow Trap, the Transparency CD. Thank you so much, Michael, for giving me this. John Cale, the Endless Plane of Fortune, demo version and finished version mixed. Murray Roman from You Can't Beat People Up and Have Them Say I Love You. We heard something about good chicks and bad chicks. And classically, we heard Terry Riley's Olsen 3, which is what I'm playing right here, and Basil Kirchen's Suite of Unused Music, and Stockhausen, who died on Wednesday, Kurzwellen Part 1. And we heard Welfare State / White Noise, Silence is Requested in the Ultimate Abyss, Freudwerk, Wilderfer, Hijo Kaidan, who I saw once, Cancer of Music, Harmon E. Frazier, The Future of All Radio is Silence, DJ Axel, Kicked, Pushed, and Loved, a very too brief excerpt from John Cage doing Miro, Tyrannosaurus Rex, Mark Bowman, By the Light of a Magical Moon, Gal Costa and Negro Amor, Gavin Bryars, The Sinking of the Titanic, Tuxedo Moon, Pinheads on the Move. And Simon House, Spanish Rhapsody, Winter Dream, 25 Years in Cyberspace, and Fool's Gold, along with Andrew Davey and Louise Bialik. Classic. What is it? How much have I really shared? Did it make sense, Wheezy? Thanks for listening tonight to Kill Radio and the Chill Room. Please stay tuned.